gentlemen, and ex-mayors. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 8, 2016, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. The clerk, please call the roll.
Ms. Bona?
Here.
Mr. Abdelazari?
Here.
Ms. Lapode?
Here.
Ms. Malkin?
Here.
Mr. Tickson?
Here.
Here. Do I have a motion for the approval of minutes of May 9th, 2016?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Abdelazari?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickson?
Aye.
Our consent agenda this evening consists of...
Yeah.
Thank you. Authorizing a contract for towing services, authorizing the appointment of a cemetery manager, authorizing temporary emergency appropriations, and authorizing the use, it's actually the renewal of the professional services of Cleary Giacobbe, Alfieri Jacobs, our labor counsel. We're now going into public comment on the consent agenda.
And the payment of the bills.
I'm sorry, and payment of the bills. Thank you. Mary, did you have a comment on the consent agenda? Okay. Sorry, I thought you raised your hand. Anybody else from the public have any questions or comments on the consent agenda? Can I have a motion, please?
Move the consent agenda.
Second.
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Abdelazari?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickson?
Aye.
And would anybody like to introduce Ordinance 16? Sorry. Public hearing on 16-006. Ordinance amending Section 10-22 and 20-3.4 of the Borough Code and setting fees for licenses and certificates of occupancy.
I'll move to introduce that Ordinance 16-006 on second reading.
Second.
This is the, I think we're going to have to do this one by one.
Right. Well, this one requires a public hearing, so you got to do the public hearing now.
Oh, the other ones are just first reading. Right.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody have any questions or comments on Ordinance 16-006 from the public?
Does everybody know what the ordinance is?
Okay.
We thought that might be the case. The ordinance has to do with the setting fee. It increases the fee for licensing for rental properties and for a certificate of occupancy for rental property. So $75 down to raise $100. And the license provision has been in our ordinance up to now, but nobody ever enforced it. And our code officers noticed it was there, so now it's being enforced.
That being the case, does anybody in the public have any questions? Yes, Joe.
Question. I think you can hear me from here, Joe Trammell.
If you could, please.
Except
it becomes very difficult to...
Joe Trammell, Pine Drive. I downloaded the agenda for tonight's meeting, and I didn't see 006 on there. How does that work?
Well, it was on there.
I got 16 pages of tonight's agenda.
The only thing that was changed that I'm aware of is Resolution 16-67, which was the renewal of the Cleary Giacobbe.
67 is not on here either. I got 64, 65, 66.
Well, I just
see. Okay, ordinances, final reading, public hearing, 008, 009. My mistake.
No problem.
I stand corrected.
Anybody else have any questions or comments as part of the public hearing on 16-006? There being none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Abdelazari?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
We now move to the first reading and introduction of 16-008. Would anybody like to introduce 16-008?
Introduce Ordinance 16-008 on first reading. Ordinance amending the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Roosevelt, New Jersey, adding a new section to establish standards for the registration and maintenance of vacant and abandoned residential properties in foreclosure by creditors.
Can you second the motion?
But this is part of our attempt to get control of this problem of homes being taken, that people have left, not being taken care of properly, try to resolve it expeditiously.
Rich, the planning board to me has looked, already had the 30 day for over 45 days, haven't they?
Well, I'm sorry, which
the,
one?
The minimum 30 day rental.
I believe they have had it over, I think it's the 35 days, yeah, I think they have. I mean, okay. I'm trying to remember when we introduced that.
Well, there's a meeting next week, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, would anybody like to introduce Ordinance 16-009 for first reading and introduction?
Did you vote on 08?
No.
Did I miss that?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I missed it. Could you please call the roll?
You didn't have a second.
Did you not have a second?
Second.
John.
Ms. Vaughn?
Aye.
Mr. Enhauser?
Aye.
Ms. LaPosa?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Hickler?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin, would you like to introduce 16-009?
Actually, I would like to make motion to table it until our next meeting. So I just asked Rich. He said we should still introduce it, and then I can make a motion to table it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not going to stand on ceremony. The way the rules are written, Robert, you usually motion and then second, and then make a motion to table, which supersedes the other motion. But if you just want to do
I'm not questioning the procedure. I'm just asking. Okay, so let's get a motion to second.
Motion and
I'll ask you why you want to table.
Motion.
We'll go from there. Okay.
So
okay. Move Ordinance 16-009, first reading, and ordinance amending Chapter 16 of the revised general ordinances. Borough of Roosevelt, titled Roosevelt Municipal Cemetery.
Second.
Motion to table.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to table.
Yes, ma'am.
For a couple of reasons. One, because honestly, I didn't have a chance, as you know, I got this late, to really read through everything.
Could you speak up, please?
I didn't have a chance to really read through everything. There's quite a few, there's a lot involved here. And also, aren't we waiting for Rich to... preliminary conclusions?
The one that's attached does not... delete the Hebrew section.
I didn't think that was a final. I thought
it's not.
Right.
In other words, we don't know whether or not we have to delete it. The purpose of introducing was to get the cemetery management going and to proceed as quickly as possible with the ground penetrating radar.
I thought that was in Resolution 1665.
No, it's 16-009.
Well, you do have 16. You did authorize the appointment.
Yes, of the stonework.
Yes, but the ordinance would be amended to provide
to allow for
the
right,
two
to
go
allow.
Together.
Right, okay.
They go together.
Right.
Yes.
Because, all right, because I really didn't have a chance to read it, and also because I thought we were waiting for a final answer from Rich's research.
Rich had sent out a memo today, I think.
Right.
But we'd been having discussions. He had reached out to the state. Apparently, nothing's really been found that would be determinative, except that the state has, told you that the feds had told them that if
they continued
that section, that they would defund them.
And then you said you were going to
We have to find out what's the reason for the feds doing it.
So could we
just the policy of the VA, that's one thing. If they think there's a constitutional or legal issue, that's something else. So we don't know that yet.
The real concern.
I don't think that
Why don't we?
I'm fine with two more weeks. I'm
okay.
Just suggesting
care,
we just need to be careful. Since there's one part of the cemetery that we don't time, I'd like to get it fixed as quickly as possible.
All right. I can be done in
okay,
the next meeting.
Shall we withdraw the introduction then?
Well,
there was a motion to table.
Motion
okay,
to table.
One of the motion
yeah.
to table.
And now there's a if there's a second.
Is there
on the
a
motion
second
to table?
Motion to the table, please?
Second.
Great.
And now you vote on the motion to table.
Right.
Okay.
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Enhauser?
Aye.
Ms. LaPosa?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Hickler?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, I was actually going to go into that. So let me.
Sorry.
No, no problem at all. So the issue, put as nicely as possible, is that the records that should have been maintained for the cemetery during the period, at least during the period of our prior clerk,
and perhaps for some time before that were not properly maintained. As a result of that, a couple of things happen. One is we need some way to maintain it. In other words, we need some way to keep track of where people are buried, who's buried where, keep it on the map, keep a computerized system, et cetera. And to maintain the stones, lift them up when they, you know, sink into the ground, whatever. And that is the cemetery manager. We also have a problem that because people have not put up stones, the ordinance requires anybody to put up a stone within a year. Because people have not done that, and because people have sort of gone out in the middle of the night or weekend and, you know, put their deceased ashes into the ground, we have places in which we know that people have been interned, but we don't know who they are. We have places where we do not know whether or not people have been interned. And so that is the services of ground-penetrating radar. They bring out radar that penetrates the ground and gives us a very good sense of where somebody might be buried. This became a problem when they were trying to bury somebody and discovered a casket in what was supposed to be unused area. The other problem is that, and so to solve the issue of the stone, there are two provisions. One, which Councilwoman Lapote had suggested, that's used at Arlington, is to drop in what's called an RFID tag. It's a very tiny little transponder that we can determine where things are buried. And then the second...
If and where.
With the identifying information. And the second part is it would require that if you want to be buried in the Roosevelt Cemetery, you have to put up either cash or a bond. If you put up a stone within 12 months, that those funds will return to you. If you do not put one up, then the town puts one up of its type and choosing, because this has become a problem. And the last problem is that we do not have, since we don't have a contract with a cemetery manager, what happens frequently is what happened a couple of weeks ago. In the Jewish religion, you have to be buried within 24 hours. So there was a call at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. We need to have somebody interned by Sunday at 3 o'clock. One time I can think of this year, we were in the middle of the snowstorm. Unfortunately, they had to hold off for 3 days because we couldn't get it cleared. The most recent one, we could not get anybody to come out and mark the area for the gravediggers. So our borough clerk and I had to go out with tape measures and string and estimating, which we should not be doing. One, because it's not our jobs, and two, because we're probably very incompetent at it. But it has to be marked before it's done. So that is the reason for and the changes in that ordinance. Did I cover it all?
Well, I was just going to ask if...
Did you? Thank you.
Mary Cullis, 21 Lake Drive. Well, I just did notice, like, the escrow payment for a marker to be placed and things like that. Did you base this on, like, a model ordinance from another place, or just kind of had made changes based on, I guess,
There are two types of changes. One is I, with assistance, wrote most of that. I've been writing things like that for 35 years as a lawyer, so I didn't think we had to hire somebody. But then I sent it to our lawyer, who also didn't think, I hope, we didn't need to hire somebody.
No.
And then the rest of the changes that you see, the vast majority of the changes, are just while I was going through it, there are inconsistencies. We talk about immediate family in one place, and then we sort of define them somewhere else, almost the same, you know, that kind of thing that over the years have gotten mixed up. So I just sort of went through and made corresponding changes.
I believe we were one of the last municipal cemeteries in the state. I don't know about the country, but in the state of New Jersey, that managed our own cemetery, that didn't have a cemetery manager.
Yeah, it seems like a very good idea. Yeah. And I can just think of at least one grave where there isn't a marker. Mm-hmm. I think people are planning to place a marker, but do you have a provision for what you will do in, you know?
If after a year a marker hasn't been placed, this provides that the borough uses the funds from the escrow.
No, but I mean, this is an existing grave.
It wasn't retrospective, right?
They sort of, they won't, their grave already exists.
We're going to have to figure out how to mark that. If we can't get the family to do it, then we may have to figure out some way to budget it to do that. Because we can't keep losing people.
Right, yes.
We just can't.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so that's been, did we vote on tabling that?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Okay. So next we have committee reports. Before we go into that, I want to make a mayor's report and stuff that's been going on. Because we have a few things. I went to a meeting, as did John Vo and several people from the first aid squad a few weeks ago, with the Millstone first aid squad and the Millstone mayor. Millstone appears to be on the track of hiring paid first aiders during the day, which is good news to the extent that I think right now, end of last month, first aid from Roosevelt had responded to 120 calls, give or take, of which over 100 were Millstone. This will relieve some of the pressure on the first aid squad, which is good. It's bad in another respect. As many of you know, Mike Ticton and I met several months ago with the fire commissioners in Millstone. I'm sorry, the chair of the fire commission in Millstone, to discuss contractual arrangements to see if perhaps we could get something that would be less expensive than joining the fire district, which has a whole different set of issues than a contract. They basically came back and said, well, we can't charge you less than we charge our residents, which is 11 cents per 100 valuation, or over the next 20 years, assuming that they don't increase it, would be $1.8 million. I've been asked to go back and try again. I have no objection to that. I think there's a couple of ideas that have come up that are worth discussing. So we're going to set up I'm working on setting up a meeting with the fire commissioners. I'm going to ask Michael to come with me. I may ask Councilwoman Lapote, and I'm going to ask Bob Clark if he would be interested in attending. The bad news about Millstone is that one of the suggestions was that we go to Millstone and say, well, we're covering all these first aid squad calls in Millstone, so to the extent that it's legal, and there's some question about that, but to the extent that it's legal, why don't we sort of swap? We'll send more, you know, our first aiders, you'll allow fire trucks. Again, it's still up in the air whether or not that's permissible. The problem, of course, is that Millstone is now convinced that since they are paying for first aiders, they don't need us anymore. As a matter of fact, I think the phrase was, this is a Millstone problem and we've solved it, which certainly annoyed our first responders accordingly, since obviously it's their problem as well. So, second, we were visited by the county hazmat team last week. Let's stick with fire. One of the representative for the fire department on the study committee resigned. We need to appoint somebody else. I need to appoint somebody else. And there is only one person from the fire department who has actually attended all or most of the prior meetings. So whether or not she likes it from her face, I am appointing April Sook to replace the representative for the fire department. County Hazmat showed up on election day. Great timing, because they'd gotten a complaint from the DEP. Apparently several people called the DEP and said that we were telling people who were looking at rehabbing the garage that they should just seal over the lifts. Once we explained to them what it was that was actually said, they were fine with it. However, they said, so we went in and we did an inspection. People have been dumping drums there. There are tires there. There are hazards there. You need to fix it now. So the fix it now leads me to declare an emergency situation, which means that we can get KTK, our usual contractor, to start on this immediately. They've produced, and I think you all have this in the back of your packages, two proposals. The first proposal was about $2,600. That was what they were first asked to do, and what they were first asked to do was to sweep the place out, get rid of the drums, and pull down all of the, if anybody's ever been in there, there's fiberglass insulation that's come loose and sort of hangs down to about 5 feet above the floor, to pull that down. Since the storm over the weekend, or the wind over the weekend, it's gotten worse. So in a portion of the building, the north portion of the building, the collapsing roof has collapsed, and it prevents them, and on top of that, there are large air conditioning units which are now hanging on by their power cord. So they are suggesting, among other things, that we cut those air conditioners down, and we cut those beams because they can't get in to clean anyway. That total amount is, I just got this because I was talking to them this afternoon, $9,600, but that includes the exterior debris. What are we adding here? Oh, remove and dispose of collapsed roof structure over the two bays closest to the office. Remove and dispose of all debris in the pit area. Those of you who have been here for a long time know that there is a, in the old days, they didn't have a lift, they had a pit. The car didn't go up, you went down. That pit is still there. So that has to be cleaned out. So I'm going to ask somebody in a minute to make a motion on that. I want to take notice of the excellent work done by our staff, particularly Kelly Tires, in connection with the primary election. Folks, that is an incredibly long day. It starts at 5 o'clock in the morning. It continues till 8 or 9 o'clock. And depending upon what's being voted on, it sometimes requires the state police to show up at the end. It's not a fun job. And all of them worked very hard, particularly Kelly, on getting this done and getting it done correctly. And it also involved new regulations, or perhaps old regulations, which we finally recognized, that require all of the tables to be structured entirely different than they have for the last 79 years or so, which added more aggravation and concern by residents. And I also wanted to note that Debbie Thomas has been doing, to some extent under Peggy's direction, the yeoman's work in connection with services to seniors. She used to work with Mercer County and is now working with Monmouth County to get information about services that are available. Since we're in western Monmouth County, you may or may not know that almost every service available from the county is out near Red Bank. And they don't go this far, they don't have any nurses who live here, it's too far, whatever. So we need it. And I want to congratulate the Roosevelt Public School graduating class. Three of them, ladies and gentlemen. The graduating class was three people. Two girls, one boy. I don't know who to pity most, but I'm sure they're glad to go on to middle school. Last, I swear, it's last. We're going through two meetings worth of stuff here. There were a variety of letters in the borough bulletin, or the bulletin supplement and the bulletin. I only wanted to comment on one because I've said this a couple of times and there seems to be some confusion. We have a labor lawyer. Our labor lawyer is handling all personnel matters. He has advised us quite strongly and numerous times that any information related to an employee matter is confidential and cannot be discussed. I also reference those who want to the OPRA exemptions, number 13. The following is exempt. Information generated by or on behalf of public employers or public employees in connection with B, any grievance filed by or against an individual. Second, number 14, information which is a communication between a public agency and its insurance carrier, administrative service organization, or risk management office, such as GIF, our insurer. Right? Regardless of how we want to deal with personnel matters, the law guides us in what we do. And on that, I will now be quiet.
Actually, I have a question about something in your report.
Yes, ma'am.
Milstone was discussing first aid, and you said basically they don't need us now. But did you not say that?
No, no, I'm
well,
sorry.
Not need. Okay, I'm paraphrasing.
No, no, no. They said
right.
They don't need us anymore.
You know, I said that they said they don't.
Oh, okay.
But isn't their first aid squad only day paid? Wouldn't that leave the night still?
Yes, it would. Mark Connor did a very good spreadsheet, which I can probably get to you, in which he designated by day and time the number of calls that we had, that Roosevelt had responded to in Millstone. Actually, all of the calls that Roosevelt had responded to. And so, for instance, on Tuesday, it would say between this hour and this hour, MMMMR. And what that shows is between the hours of 6 and 6. Is the vast majority of calls.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
6 p.m., which is when Millstone is talking about getting coverage. Right. Now, it may not work out that way. They're convinced it's going to solve their problem. I'm not saying it is,
but just
from a discussion purpose. Yes, since Jerry came back from JCP&L, because he was going to make a presentation this evening, and it turns out, I guess, we're going to make a short presentation. Or you just want to go and talk to John Vo?
Get him on the iPhone back.
Oh, John, would you please go and talk to Jerry about what meeting it is that we're all trying to set up here? Sorry, some confusion. John Vo is the captain of our volunteer first aid squad. Okay. And actually, while we do that, could either April or, April, because your first fire, could you go and talk to him? Because I think they're trying to get this all together at once. Question about the gas station. We're not in the public session yet, but I'll be glad to come back and. Okay, we are now on committee reports. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Mr.
Alan Trees is going to be doing some work in town. There are some trees that are in danger of falling, and there are some that have the potential to cause damage to either people or property. So they're going to be doing some tree trimming. In town, North Valley Road, and Lake and Rochdale. Money for the recreation trails has come in, and I guess the Environmental Commission, Eitan, has been busy purchasing... purchasing equipment to work on the trails, so that's good news. And that's really it.
And that reminded me of something, but oh, wait, Michael.
Okay.
Stickton, sorry.
First thing, the update on the, as we mentioned before, the council had approved this before, we're getting a historic marker put in at no cost to the borough. The borough will have to arrange for the digging the pit and putting concrete in and installing it, but the marker itself is being cast by this organization called the Jewish American Society for Historic Preservation, and we said we wanted to have it in that it can be in by July 4th when a lot of people will be there to see it. So it's being forged now, and they're going to try to get it delivered by then. So that's where we are with that now. Another thing that came up, I was just talking to Jerry about this, let's see what people's thoughts are on this subject. I've noticed driving into town that the one intersection that does not have a street light is the intersection Nurko Road and 571. And you know, I can imagine people coming to the area looking for Nurko Road, and they can easily overshoot it if they don't realize there's no light there. They don't realize they don't know to expect a intersection there. So he said that the cost of the borough would be $200 to install it, and then just the same monthly fee of about $15 or $20 that would be the case of any other street light, assuming that the wiring is there that would support it. So I would propose doing that. If there are any other thoughts that anyone else asked them to do that. Anyone else have any thoughts on the subject? They did a letter.
They charge us a flat electric.
I'm sorry?
A flat electric bill of $20 a month?
Yeah. That's what it is apparently per street light. So there would be one additional street light. It would cost about, the ordinary installation costs you about $200. And I think there would be some safety benefit to doing that.
Do you want to make a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we... So notify JCP&L, ask them to install a street light on the pole that's at the corner. It's at the pole, the thing is on the opposite side of the street, opposite the intersection.
Is there a second?
Second.
Please call the roll.
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Ampelzeri?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickner?
Aye.
And in one of those rare circumstances where a motion can be made and immediately followed up on, JCP&L is about 15 feet away.
That's what I said. I just discussed it with him.
We'll take care of this right now.
We just have to give him a letter. He needs a letter and borrow a letter. Borrow a letterhead, and then they will take care of it.
The Environmental Commission has been up to quite a bit lately. Aton, we're not ready with the stumps and the parks yet. Is that correct?
Right. We haven't discussed it with the Environmental Commission yet, so there's really nothing to report to the council.
Mary, did you want to talk about the stream monitoring that's been done so far?
Well, we've had our training so far.
I'm sorry.
Have the groups
could you please come to that?
The groups are getting ready to go out, right?
Yes. We asked people to form up teams, people that have been trained to form up teams, and so Eitan and Rod and I and Jane Rothfuss are going out June 23rd, and Joe and Beth are going to pick a date right around there. Jane Rothfuss is going to coordinate getting equipment because we can borrow equipment, not have to purchase it, and we have a person who's in charge of DEP stream monitoring for the state who's moved into Roosevelt. I think she's a friend of Jill's, Danielle Donkersloot. So Jane is going to work with her and borrowing equipment for that. So, yeah, we're getting ready to go out and do that.
You have a date here?
June 23rd.
But you can pick
and then
part
right around June
23rd.
For
date.
Yeah, you don't have to do it. That's why we can team up with other people and make smaller, more frequent groups.
Yes.
And
I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll let you know. And then we'll get a section of stream assigned to us that has not already been monitored.
Well, I think this was Eitan's suggestion that instead of having meetings to organize things, if people could just kind of buddy with somebody and suggest a place that they thought they would like to monitor on the creek and a date that's convenient. So now that we have this date of the 23rd, though, if you want to go out, picking a time right around there would be good because we'll have the equipment available.
Okay.
Okay, yeah,
I'll let
just
you know.
Let me know. Sounds good.
Michael? Yes. Ms. Bonnet? Anything else? Councilman Bonnet.
Eitan, anything else?
Our invasive species volunteers have also been talking about follow-up on the autumn olive clearing, including planting of butterfly-friendly plants per the mayor's proclamation. And also the Environmental Commission will be having a booth at the 4th of, or a table at the 4th of July celebration to share information about our activities. And finally, we have a crew coming in to begin working on the Roosevelt Woodland Trail, in particular to essentially reopen the section between Tamara and Rochdale by building some platforms above the wetlands. And that will start the week of July 11th and will be basically a two-week project. We hope people will welcome the volunteers or the students that will be coming in to work on that. And we're coordinating with Public Works on the acquisition of tools and equipment and lumber to do that work.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's all I have. Thank you, Mayor.
Ms. Tyra?
No.
Okay. I know I promised, but that brought up something else on the same subject. I had a meeting with the County Land Preservation Organization. They brought a couple of busloads out here, and Gail and I met them out on the trails. One of the things that she brought up was that there is a grant available for open space-related purposes from the county, which in this case would really boil down to trails. And apparently the contact person who is friends with Gail keeps asking her, why hasn't Roosevelt applied? So we need to sit down with Gail, get the specifics. I mean, I assume that you want more money for the trails, or we could wait on it, but
if we can get more money, we'll figure out what to do with it.
Okay. Little lean-tos all the way across. Sounds good. Okay. I'm sorry. Councilor?
A couple things, Mayor.
We received a letter from the Office of Administrative Law, wherein the administrative law judge asked for extra time to render his recommended decision on the whether the alcoholic beverage license can be renewed or whether there can be a special ruling. There's normally a time period when he has to make his recommended decision, but he can ask for more time and is given it when he asks. Yes. So that is number one. And number two is we had sent over some documents for review on the employee handbook and the personal policy manual, which have to be in place for the borough to get the favorable premiums under the employment practices liability insurance. So we just mentioned that we'll hold off at least for another meeting or two to see if we get any comments, but if not, we'll put together a resolution to adopt those and anything else we need to get that insurance coverage in place.
A review by the Joint Insurance Fund? Is that as reviewing?
No, I sent it. We sent it here first.
To the council. Yeah, the council, right?
Right, to the council.
Okay. I didn't know which review we were referencing.
Ultimately, I think it does go to the Joint Insurance Fund. They shouldn't have a problem with it because we largely use their form, but tailored it to Roosevelt, but it's largely their form.
Thank you. Councilwoman Malcolm.
Budget Committee meets this Thursday to start doing 2016 municipal budget. I'll let you know. I'm not sure if we'll do water this Thursday or... but we definitely start working on the budget this Thursday. And the planning board meeting was postponed due to the election last Tuesday, so that will be held later in the month. That's it.
Councilwoman Lapode.
Okay. We've received two resumes in response to our request for the part-time water and sewer assistant, and so we'll need to schedule interviews with those individuals. By July 1, every water utility has to send out a report to all of the customers that is the water quality report, and it reports on all of the analyses that were done that year and the quality of the water. So Toby's getting them ready a little bit early this year so that we can make sure that everyone will have received it in time to make plans to attend our open house on 4th of July. The water plant will be open on 4th of July for a couple hours. I'll be happy to bring people over there and show you all the work that has been done at the water plant. And so we thought we'd announce that as part of the water quality report so we weren't using two stamps. And maybe to get people to read their water quality report.
I always love reading about the River Jordan.
Yes. I always read my water quality report. Sometimes they're humorous because they don't change them from the example report, and then it goes on and on about the River Jordan. Well, we have a River Jordan in Roosevelt. We have closed on the loan with NJEIT, and we received a letter from EIT that talks about the interest cost savings that Roosevelt has by using EIT for our loan. And we saved $144,165.98. That's just an interest payment. It didn't include the additional savings that we had through the 50% loan forgiveness. So I thought that was useful. And they said they have more money available, and if we need to borrow money, they're available. We'll take them up on it for the sewer plant. I took part in a webinar on customer assistance programs. I received this certificate for my participation. customer assistance programs are really useful for utilities where there's a great discrepancy in income. And there may be people of low income that have difficulty paying for their water and sewer bills. So the webinar gave a bunch of case histories and examples of places where that had been the case and how they assisted people with their bills. Austin, Texas, Syracuse, New York were some of the ones that participated in the webinar and gave information. When I was over at the graduation, Natalie Warner talked to me. She said that the school board is doing an affordability analysis for what they may be doing at the school. So she asked for copies of our affordability analysis, and I sent that to her. Since water and sewer bills are paid by the same people that pay for school improvements, I think it's useful for us to collaborate on all of those. The work has been completed up at the water tower, and this week there was an inspection of the cathodic protection, which is installed on the water tower to prevent thinning of the metal. And because we added so much more metal, we did have to increase the current on the cathodic protection, but we're good for another year with the water tower. Let's see. Sewer issues. I'll just say it's Gary Shiner's lateral. I suppose I could say what number on Lake Drive, but everybody knows whose house it is, was replaced this week. What had happened is that the sewer pipe that was leaving his house left, you know, water flows downhill, sewage flows downhill. It left his house, and then it encountered kind of a dip and went up. And that was a problem because water doesn't flow up well, and that was causing repeated sewer backups into his house, which was not good. So the lateral was replaced from his clean out all the way to the sewer main in the street. They weren't able to do as much of a downward slope as they like because they had to meet up with the pipe in the middle of the street. They couldn't change that. So it's just barely sloping, but at least it's going down, and it's certainly not going up. And the lateral was replaced, they haven't done the paving. They're waiting for the backfill to settle before they pave it. Otherwise, you'd have to repave it when that settles. So probably next week they'll repave, and they have some curbs that they have to fix. Lift station. There is, from our bathroom here and from the sink in the kitchen, a lift station that serves Borough Hall. One morning, coming in, everyone was treated to lights and sirens because the lift station was no longer lifting. And so we had to close the bathroom until we could get a company in here to take the pump up and figure out what was causing it to not be pumping. What was causing it were wipes. Now, I know that they say that they are flushable wipes. And flushable means they will get through your toilet. But they do not go through the sewage treatment plant. And these wipes cause all manner of problems, including what was a fairly costly repair to this lift station. So, since you are paying your water and sewer bills, please don't use wipes, and then we won't need to, you know, increase the cost on everybody in town to pay for repairs such as that. No wipes, ever. No wipes go down the drain. None. No towels. Nothing. I wrote something to this effect in the Borough Bulletin. I wrote it in a lot of capital letters, but I rethought it and toned it down. But it really... it's a problem. It causes blockages in the line. It causes blockages at the sewage treatment plant. It has to be one of the worst jobs in the world to have to unwind these things from the pumps. It's bad. Don't do it.
Grease. You forgot grease.
Putting something in the water bill every month. Not everyone reads the Borough Bulletin. But maybe if there's something in the water bill every 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Big letters in the water
stark
bill.
Stark writing, right, in really bold.
Okay.
Add Greece to your list.
Oh, Greece. Greece is a problem, too.
Yes. Greece, just as an aside for those of you who don't know, Greece, which is this nice liquid, when it gets into our sewage system, becomes these things that look like baseballs, and they appear to be about as hard. And for those of you who may have gone down the trail out by the sewer plant and noticed that water kept coming up, I call it water. It's not really water. It's because of those giant grease balls getting caught together and blocking off the pipe. So if you have something like bacon grease, use an old coffee can. If you don't use coffee, we'll find you cans, because that's a whole lot cheaper than having to bring in trucks to jet these things out, and to say nothing of the mini environmental disaster that happens when our raw sewage goes over the trails into the water.
Clarifier drive shaft. Now, I talked about this at our last meeting. The final clarifier, there are four big green tanks at the sewage treatment plant, two primary settling, two secondary settling. It was one of these secondary settling tanks, the secondary clarifier. There's a drive shaft that's down the middle of it. On the bottom of that shaft are these sludge scrapers that scrape the sludge around and bring it to the pit. On the top of that is another shaft that is the scum skimmers. And it takes the scum off and puts it into the scum outlet. I didn't name them, but it's described. Anyway, this drive shaft broke. I mean, like, broke. So the tank had to be emptied, all of the sludge emptied from it. And we got emergency bids from three companies. The municipal maintenance was the lowest bid. We approved that at this last meeting. They have removed the shaft and the, I don't know what you call it, but it's around the shaft. And I have pictures. In fact, I have 30 emails that deal with this particular issue. They're refurbishing the shaft. They're using Schedule 40 metal instead of Schedule 30, which should be stronger. They are working on these arms that are the sludge scrapers, because they were directing the sludge outward to the walls of the tank instead of inward to the sludge pit. I'm not sure why they were designed that way, but they are changing the design so that it scrapes the sludge in the right direction. And then they will apply a coating to the whole thing, and then it will be placed back in service. Fairly extensive job. This is one of four tanks. That means that three other tanks put in at exactly the same time have exactly the same components, and it could happen. So we'll see how that comes out, but it's going to be, if we have to do all of them, it'll be expensive. On the other hand, it's probably better to plan for it than to do it as an emergency basis, as we had to here. Tom Metcalf from R3M came out to oversee this tank renovation. And while he was there, he took advantage of the time, his travel time, to come here. And he looked at all of the other things that are at the sewage treatment plant and wrote us a very extensive letter describing his findings. He says that the trickling filters are actually not in as bad shape as we had thought, that although some of the outer cement is degrading, the tanks themselves are in good condition. The chlorine tank, he also felt, was in good condition. The stairs, of course, are not in good condition. We knew that from the Joint Insurance Fund inspection, and the top of the Imhoff tank is in bad shape, and he's recommending that we put in some kind of grating to make sure that people can't fall into the Imhoff tank. It's about a 25-foot drop into sludge. And it would. So he looked at the outfall chamber, and the wooden weir is in need of repair as well. So we have his report, which I think was a good use of time since he was coming out to already look at these impellers in the shaft and the clarifier to also look at the rest of the plant. I think that's all of it. I am going to attend something called the Sustainable Jersey Conference this Wednesday for a full day, and I hope that we'll be able to make an application to Sustainable Jersey and perhaps become bronze certified by next year. And I will probably seek reimbursement for my $35 registration for that conference. That's it.
Will we recognize you when you come back, bronze? I see nothing under old business. Does anybody have any old business not listed? Okay, under new business, both of these matters are mine, but I've already covered them. The exception of, I'm inclined to direct KTK to go ahead with the full cleanup of the gas station, because while the partial cleanup is cheaper, they're not going to be able to reach 25 to 30% of it. The concept of having a 300-pound compressor held up by a single wire over somebody's head is very disconcerting to me. So I've already declared it as an emergent situation based on the direction of the hazmat team, but I would like to get a motion to approve that KTK construction bid of $9,650.
Have we established that the funds are available to do this?
We can establish that the funds are available to do it.
Okay, then I would move that we... Thank you.
Yeah, I talked to Anna.
Yes, okay.
Second.
Thank you. I don't think we need a written. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So we now move on to public comment. And I'm going to, since you started asking, Joe, I'm going to ask you to please come up to the microphone.
Tremalpine Drive. Just quickly on the beam being pulled down at the gas station. It's not the steel beam, it's the wooden
beams. It's the wooden beams, and what has happened is that
it's
gotten worse, apparently. So.
Okay. And also on the gas station, RFPs. Where could I, as a citizen, find an RFP, just in case I could...
Be more than glad to put you on the list. There are other people in town who are
on the website. There's RFPs.
That one is not up on the website. It's pretty big and it's difficult to reach it. We can put it up there. Or we can just give it to you.
I mean, if it was on the website, then general public, New Jersey people, whomever could take a look.
It's going out. I think the initial list is.
Does anybody have
50.
It already?
But has it been finalized now?
Yeah, versions were sent out a while ago. There's a whole set going to the various groups that you were talking to.
At the county.
We're trying to talk about office groups.
Yeah, the county economic development.
Not yet, no.
Has it been
circulated? We're just going list group by group.
Okay, because I said the Monmouth County, I can check his name again, he expressed an interest in the county being able to help publicize it.
Anybody who wants to make a proposal, has an idea, or can think of a group to whom we should send governmental entity, whatever, just come in, tell the people in the office, they'll put it on the list, and we'll send it out.
Okay, fine.
How many pages is it? 10, 20, 50?
No, more like 100? 25, I think.
That's a PDF that could go up on the website.
Yeah, we
can put it up on the website.
Yes,
the number of people who actually visit our website on a regular basis are about that many, so we're trying to get it distributed as widely as possible.
That one of that many,
if it's on the website, then if we can locate anybody, we can refer them to the website. So
yes.
I got it. Would you like me to argue with you, or would you like me to just put it up on the website?
Please put it on the website.
Okay, thank you. Or as the line goes.
Just everyone encouraging.
Mr. Lincoln, sit down, right?
Yeah. I mean, just in case. Also, just an aside, it might be a John thing here. I always park on Pine when I come to these meetings here, and when I leave after dark on the sidewalk out front, no light. Well, you can't see the sidewalk. and there's a light on the far corner of Homestead, and there's a light across the street here. And I don't know if you would need sodium vapor lights or whatever, but if tree trimmers come around, it would probably be expedient to be able to trim the trees to be able to see the sidewalk at nighttime, since this is a public meeting place.
Can we put that down for next conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. Allen Tree Service is coming. They're trimming a bunch of stuff in town. We could certainly add that to that.
Yeah, that's. I mean, if you go out there right now, it's not dark yet, but when it's dark, it's impossible. And then the sidewalk's uneven, so for me, a crippled old guy like me.
The problem with things like sodium lights, which
sodium
are a good
vapor
idea.
Is like crime lights,
but
they don't have crime. But
disturb the heck out of the neighbors.
I know, and they're loud, too.
Yeah, I mean, we put the, we had to have the ones on the trailer, and that was disturbing people all
the
time.
Yeah, we call them crime lights, but they're sodium vapor lights, there, and the color temperature sucks. So, I mean, just a brighter version of the halogen lights that are up there now would probably be a good thing to do, you know.
Yeah,
so
we'd have to run new lines, right?
No, I don't know. They're going to be the same voltage, more amps maybe, but, you know.
No, I mean, we don't have a plug out there.
Oh, no, the lights exist, but there's...
Oh, you just want to increase
the street lights.
The wattage on the existing.
Yeah, out front here is one thing. It's the sidewalk between here and Homestead that's impossible. You can't see anything.
Jerry left, didn't he?
Yeah.
Again. We're not calling him back. Let's just make a note to discuss it with him.
Okay. That's
I don't know if they can increase it or not, but we'll ask him.
Okay. Or at least trim the trees or something. Mm-hmm.
I think suggesting that if the trees were trimmed, then the...
You might see more of you might not need brighter lights, but you probably need brighter lights anyway. So that's all for me for today.
Thank you. Is there anybody else from the public who has any questions or comments? Mr. Clark.
This is more a point of order. I think you need the council to approve April's appointment to the Emergency Services Advisory Council.
I don't remember in front of the terms that we do we?
I thought we did that with the original.
I think we did it. Okay, I have no problem with it.
Move to confirm April's appointment. The general rule is mayor appoints and council confirms. So move to confirm April's appointment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed? Okay. In that case, let's do a roll call.
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Impelzer?
Aye.
Ms. Lapode?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
No.
Mr. Titka.
Aye.
May I ask, do you have another suggestion for a fire department representative?
Well, who's on there from now for the fire department? It's John Leonard.
It's John Leonard, and he resigned.
So who else is in the fire department?
We have Mr. Sook. We have Mrs. Sook. We have, the problem is that the only person who's attended the prior meeting, since we're now getting into the final stages, would be April Sook. You're asking why I designated or chose her? It's because she's been to the meetings. Otherwise, you have somebody coming in fresh. Who else is on the department? You have
Justin, Ellie's daughter, Allie, and then Jake Barrett.
But none of them have been. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Additional public questions or comments from the public? Yes, Ms. Sook.
I may ramble. I apologize. I'll try to keep it under five. Cut me off if I don't. I've been a volunteer for 15 years. I did a lot of Girl Scouts. I've done PTA. I have a 20-year-old. I was in PTA with her. I do PTA at the school. I volunteered with the fire department because I asked them if they needed paperwork and help running fundraisers and somehow got roped into going to the fire academy. I like to volunteer. I realize over the years how volunteer organizations work. Generally, it's a handful of the people that do a lot of the work and a lot more people that sit around and complain about how they would have done the work but don't actually do the work. And that's every volunteer organization I've ever been in my entire life. I've never been treated as poorly as a volunteer as I have in the last 2 months. I woefully regret letting people convince me that I should help with 4th of July because the council liaison has been nasty, vindictive, and threatened me, all because I didn't respond to an email over a holiday weekend and chose to spend it outside with my children instead of responding to emails sent at 12 o'clock at night. I like 4th of July. I didn't even close on my house when I was at 4th of July. I'm in the picture. I had a perfectly wonderful relationship with Eric Schubinger for the last 3 years. We involved him in everything we did. We only tried to make things better. I don't understand where the animosity has come from. I didn't do anything other than be a member of the fire department. And if that's going to be held against me because I stepped up as someone who likes to volunteer and volunteered to help with 4th of July, spent countless hours driving around to every Walmart in a 50-mile radius, every Home Depot in a 50-mile radius, every grocery store, Trader Joe's, Wegmans, to get free food, to save the town money for 4th of July, to restaurants and to Harris potato chips. I don't do it because I want lots of thanks, but one thank you would have been sufficient instead of pages of horribly nasty emails. So I suggest if you want people to help with 4th of July this year, to continue to help for the next month, that perhaps you let Eric do his job and maybe put someone else in charge of 4th of July as a liaison, because we are all very frustrated with the level of roadblocks that we continually come up against and the attitude we're receiving. And the other people who are volunteering with me are not on the fire department and don't deserve to be treated like that. Thank you.
Thank you for the time that you spend volunteering and the efforts you put in, and we will discuss it. Thank you. Is there anybody else from the public who has any comments or questions? Yes, Mayor Patel.
Thanks.
Yes, Mayor Patel.
Yes,
the once and future, I believe, is the...
One thing, if you're having the group come to do the pickup of the hazmat and tires from the gas station, might be beneficial to the community to encourage residents to bring old tires for the simple reason that they're a tremendous hazard to the community. Mosquitoes breed in them, and it would be a convenient way to get rid of them, and might even encourage some people that are out in the woods anyway to pick up tires that they find in the public spaces and bring them as well. And the other thing was the tree trimming. I'm just going to point out, coming out of Spruce Lane onto 571, mm-hmm. especially if you're in a truck, very hard to see. And if you're in a truck with a big nose, you have a creep out into the highway to see if anything's coming. And if you have a truck with a big nose and something heavy behind you, you can't just zoom out. So when you go out, and then, oh, my God, there's something coming you couldn't see from the road. If they could trim back on both sides of Spruce Lane a bit on 571, it would be a safety issue.
Hey, Bob, can you take care of that? Right behind your house.
Thank you.
The old tires is a good idea. I'm sorry, did you want to?
I was going to say something. Actually, the county probably never should have planted those trees so close to the paved area of 571. Mm-hmm. And some of the trees have died, and I've been sort of crossing my fingers and hoping that more would die. So the county probably should come out and do a safety assessment of whether mm-hmm. the larger tree trunks that grew up from saplings mm-hmm. are, and not just overhanging branches, are blocking people's view coming out of Spruce Lane.
Yeah,
and I especially feel sorry that I've actually encouraged so many people to use that in the past instead of South Valley Road to exit onto 571, because for obvious reasons South Valley Road was dangerous. That was taken care of with the one-way street. Mm-hmm. But now these tree trunks are gradually producing a similar hazard there at Spruce Lane.
So if we make Spruce Lane a one-way street in, and we make South Lake on the other side, it's a Hotel California, right?
Just need the county to do its job.
Yeah, just
yeah.
And not to and to be more foresightful when they plant trees along roads coming into Roosevelt.
Thank you. I'm old tires. Obviously, there's a cost associated with that. So what we ought to do is, it won't be soon enough though. Does somebody want to make a motion to authorize an additional dumpster or other container for
tires and the disposal thereof. I don't know what the price is going to be, but
how many tires are there?
I don't know. We won't find out till we put that dumpster out there. That's the problem. Gas station people have been dumping them.
They are?
There is. Even on big bulk pickup day, people are still putting them out. So there is a lot of tires out there.
Okay. I'll make such a motion.
Okay. Second.
And he'll make a motion.
Okay. Does anybody have any idea what a dumpster cost? So we have a not to exceed.
Maybe you could get a bagster.
Oh, no.
Not a bag.
No, people have been dumping them by the garage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. When KTK mentioned that when they cleaned up, they had gotten rid of all the tires, and now there are tires again. Okay, so the motion.
Getting rid of tires the same as getting rid of
gas. Okay. So should we put a motion not to exceed 2,000 subject to our CFO? And amend it that way?
Subject availability of funds.
Second.
The second was Councilman Lapone.
Ms. Bono?
Aye.
Ms. Imhelder?
Aye.
Ms. Lapone?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
And well, we need a lot of publicity because this is not a normal pickup, so we need to get some.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to make it in time for as they're cleaning out the gas station. Because they've got to do that on an urgent basis.
Yes,
so,
I do.
And I'm not sure we want to leave it there because there are no lights.
Mm.
And people keep dumping things everywhere. They dump them by the store. They dump them at the gas station. So we got to figure out some level of security. But let's get quotes on that and figure out exactly what it's going to cost. I guess there's no reason we couldn't do it another week from now or 2 weeks from now. Okay. Any further comments from the public? That being the case, do we need a closed session, Councilman?
None that I know of.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming.
And I didn't even steal the pen.